NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Eden Burns, and I'm on BFM talking about my latest record, Big Beat Manifesto Volume 3.
But yeah, let's get into this. So, Big Beat Manifesto Volume 3, the third installment. How many more is coming?
I think we're planning on another one this year, and then hopefully soon start to venture away from it a bit and give it a break and focus on an album or something. Because, yeah, I might be overdoing it with the club songs at the moment.
How did this kind of... Big Beat Manifesto thing come about?
So pretty much I was sending a huge load of music to Public Possession in lockdown, actually, when I was in Melbourne. And I just so happened to be making a lot of dance tracks. And I don't know, maybe that was to do with really wanting to go out and dance. So I guess I was making songs I would like to hear in the club, which I guess were very conventional dance tracks with a weird, quirky twist, I guess. But yeah, I pretty much just was making a heap of music, and then Public Possession, the label, they decided it would be best to kind of do this series of records, like in short runs. And yeah, seemed to work. People are buying them, which is nice.
So you made like all the songs, like yeah, it's already done. So that was all in lockdown? Or have you been like continuously working on it since then?
A bit of both. Like there's a few newer tracks, but a good load of them, yeah, were done kind of, yeah, during lockdown time. In Melbourne and then in New Zealand as well. I think I found it easier to make club music when I wasn't going to clubs. I guess maybe that's because I'm not going out and kind of being forced to hear one thing and then getting influenced on what sort of dance music should sound like, and then maybe I'll start to make it that way. So it was kind of nice not going out and kind of having fresh ears to be able to make something a bit different.
Yeah, totally. That's a really good way to look at it. The first track is Rat's a Rat. What can you tell me about Rat's a Rat?
Oh, see, it's quite hard because they really are just pretty basic dance tunes.
Where did the title come from?
Well, I actually don't know. I think it was originally called Rat Loop, and then I just changed it to that. I'm really not too sure why. But yeah, it's just most of the songs are actually just loops and then are being copied and pasted. So yeah, like I said, very conventional loopy dance music. And then, I don't know, maybe every so often there'll be a weird, bizarre sound that comes out of nowhere. Thank you. Second track of Big Beat Manifesto Volume 3 is called Smudge. That track features a sample from a very weird compilation I found from the 90s, I think, called Just Another Asshole, which was like a weird art student New York, I don't know if noise music is the right term, but it had lots of arty, weird spoken word things on it. So the sample from that, the spoken word thing running through that is from that compilation.
How did you find it?
I'm not too sure. I think I was just looking at spoken word records on Discogs, and I came across it, and it features like artists like Jenny Holzer, who's quite a big prolific New York artist, and a lot of the artists, it was kind of in their younger days, I assume, when they were in art school or whatever, and they made this really, really bizarre record with lots of just odd noises and just weird stuff, I guess. And I think that inspired some of it as well, just the randomness of it.
Three, five.
Next track is Yardmaster Part 1 featuring Nice Girl. So that one was a bit different. I think me and Ruby, Nice Girl, made that together in Melbourne when we were living together. Once again, nothing too special, just fun little club song, a bit more on the trancey end of things. But yeah.
Is there a part 2 coming to this one?
Yes, there is actually. There's a part 2 that is coming out on Ruby's debut album, which I think is out around the end of the month. I think you might be able to, there could be previews up online now. But yeah, so part 2 is coming out very soon.
Now we're up to the last song, Quick Match.
So that was another one made in Melbourne pretty early on, I guess, right as that was actually one of the first songs I made for the Big Beat Manifesto thing. And yeah, once again, that's a very just simple tune that is very loopy and doesn't do much for 9 minutes, but I've played it out in clubs a couple times and it sounds good.
It goes off?
It goes off. Actually, no, it must have been right before. Yeah, I must have actually made that before lockdown, because I remember playing it and I sent it to my friend Andras from Melbourne, and I went out to Revolver and I heard him playing it, and that was it sounded really good, and that's when I knew, okay, I gotta release this one.
There is song. There is song. There is song. There is song.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.